at Labour Universe, I've been a little bit rubbish because I've forgotten to do booze over the last 3 days. So you're going to get three topics in one plus another topic. So February 16th was teach your fellow brewers something. This could be a hobby or something about your work. I've learned that job advertisement is rubbish over the last couple of days. I won't go into it, but needless to say, the job I applied for wasn't the job that they were actually offering. 17, is that right? Yeah, 17, day 17. We all have irrational fears. What's yours? I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I'm a little bit scared of everything, to be honest, but I don't think I have a proper phobia of anything. I'm not keen on spiders, I'm not keen on the dark, I'm not keen on heights, but I don't think I have an irrational fear of any of those things. Day 18, which was today, was if you could give one tip to your younger self, what would it be? Don't be a jerk, because I was a jerk when I was a youngster. Some would say I still am, but yeah, don't be a jerk, Jonathan. And be happy. And tomorrow's question is interview someone. You put the questions, I've got someone lined up for that. Right, that's the February topics. I'm all up to date on that. I want to talk about something else now, because I've literally just seen a video on YouTube, which, if I thought about it, I could have linked to in the description thingy, but I'm not going to because I can't remember the link. And which it was a man basically slagging off hospital radio. Now, if you don't know me, I do hospital radio Reading every Wednesday evening from 6:30. And it's great fun. It's brilliant. And it's an opportunity to build up my radio presenting skills and radio production skills, and hopefully to look forward to a career in broadcasting. Great. The other reason is that it's a local, very local station for the hospital, which enables it enables proper interaction between the patient and the on-air broadcaster. And as a proof of this, I've literally just had an email through on my phone, which is from our radio provider in the hospital. You remember Patient Line? Well, yeah, the successor to that was Hospedia, a company called Hospedia. Once Patient Line went a little bit up the wall. And the figures for January show that Hospital Radio Reading, where I present shows, had 30,847.86 listening hours for the whole of January. That's insane. You compare that to our closest rival, which was Heart, which had 11,929.88 listening hours. It's mad. And to say then that hospital radio doesn't have its place in society, in hospital nowadays, is complete rubbish. It really is. And I was actually at a meeting on Sunday about hospital radio. It was the a regional meeting for the Hospital Broadcasting Association, of which I am a member, and I was at the local meeting. And the very issue of what hospital radio was came up, and I think that many people don't understand the need for hospital radio. And if I remember to, I'll try and edit out a clip that I recorded at last year's Hospital Radio Conference and Awards, of which I interviewed the president of the Hospital Broadcasting Association, a lady called Jude Snowden, who's an absolutely fantastic lady. And I'll try and upload that at some point, because I think her reaction and the way she puts hospital radio across is very good and is better than I could do. This is basically just a plug saying hospital radio is great. Don't slag it off. Thank you very much. I'll hopefully see you tomorrow, Booniverse. And I will see you tomorrow, actually, because I have got someone to interview. He doesn't know it yet, but I will be interviewing him because he sent me a text saying he was going to be around. So that's basically it. Okay, Booniverse, I will see you tomorrow. I will see you tomorrow. Ta-ra!